Seidaf Masechet Shabbos, Daf Tzadik Aleph. We're now in the 10th parak Masechet Shabbos, which opens with the halachos of matzniya, where a person stores an item, thereby displaying that that item is significant to them, even if it's actually smaller than the minimum prohibited violated size of shiur for Shabbos violation. Comes to Mishnah Amud Beis and discusses carrying from a private domain into public domain, Shusa Yachid through Shusa Rabin, with a pause in the middle where one puts down a basket of fruit on the threshold where part of it is already on the outer section in the public domain, but part of the basket is still inside of the house of the private domain. In that case, Misha says is exempt until the person carries out the whole basket. The Gemara explains that the threshold that's on the house has the status of a carmelis. A carmelis, a rabbinic domain on Shabbos. Doesn't have the parameters of a public, doesn't have the parameters of a private. So comes the Gemara and quotes the following debate, following machlokas. What is inside of this basket that exempts the carrier? So Chizkiah, one opinion the Gemara says, that only if the basket held cucumbers and gourds, which are long in their shape, part of it remains inside of the house. So when most of the basket is outside, but if it would have been mustard seed, says Chizkiah, in the basket, then he would be obligated, which the Gemara understands, that for Chizkiah, he holds of the principle that the Gemara establishes called Igud Kli, Lav Shmei Igud, which means that when you have a number of items inside of one entity, one basket, one Kli, one vessel, it does not combine all those disparate items into one entity. So Rabbi Yochanan said that even the mustard seeds one would be exempt because he holds igud kli shmei igud. He holds that the disparate items, objects inside of a vessel do combine to become one entity. A topic we began discussing a little bit yesterday. So Moshe Feinstein has two tshuvas related to this principle. In Or Chaim, Chelek Beis Kuf Gimel, Rav Moshe discussed a person who smokes cigarettes, which a person may do on Yom Tov, and he only needs 10 cigarettes, but the package has 20. So must the person remove the other ones, or vice versa, can he add 10 more to a pack that only had 10 in it to begin with? So the other place is in Or Chaim, Chelek Hei, this is Rav Moshe again, Igros Moshe, Chelek Hei, Simon Lamed Hei. Rav Moshe discusses a key ring, and the person carries the ring of keys on Yom Tov, but he only needs 1 to 2 keys that are on that ring. So does the person have to remove the useless keys for Yom Tov? So what do you think Rav Moshe said in these cases? When it came to the cigarettes, Rav Moshe said one does not need to remove the extra cigarettes, but wouldn't be allowed to add on more from 10 up. But one can go out with the pack into a rabbinic, a carmelis, or a shusram, or a proper public domain. So what should the difference be? Because by the keys, he didn't allow it. So he says, because when he's out of the house, each cigarette is something that for that person, it's all useful, it's all functional for him. So he's carrying out something that he quote-unquote needs and can use until he returns. The issue is, for something he doesn't really need, then you'd be getting him to the problem of what halacha calls ribuy b'shiurim b'chad tircha, which is permitted on Yom Tov, even though it's not permitted on Shabbos. This is a gzeira, this is an enactment of Chazal, that if one cooked for a person who's ill, cholosh yesh b'sukkanah, who's really ill on Shabbos, and a healthy person would be allowed, if we would allow a healthy person to eat from it, then that person would tell the cook, hey, you're cooking for the sick person, cook a little bit more for me. The amount being cooked would become a problem because that would actually be cooking for, that would be a Torah violation of cooking on Shabbos. So Chazal didn't allow the healthy person to have that food. But on Yom Tov, this is allowed based on the possibility that more guests would arrive and were allowed to cook on Yom Tov because of Ochel Nefesh. However, says Rav Moshe, when it comes to the key ring, he has no need for those extra keys at all. He's carrying that which has no use. So he compares the key ring to this opinion of Rabbi Yochanan in our Gemara that when you have by the basket, when you have one vessel that's carrying a bunch of disparate items, it all combines into one. So only one korban chatas will be brought for carrying the keyring on Shabbos, but it wouldn't be permitted to carry out all those keys on Yom Tov.